You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Anthony Kasprintz, and this is our latest look at the Minnesota Twins, and I'm joined by Rhett Bollinger. Rhett, it's been a long camp, and but some late developments on the injury front, or at least some updates on the injury front. Let's start with Ryan O'Rourke, left-handed reliever. Sounds like he's going to start the season on the DL. What's the timetable for O'Rourke?
Yeah, O'Rourke right now, he got diagnosed with a strain basically in his flexor pronator mass, which obviously sounds a little bit hard to pronounce and all that. But really what it is kind of the muscle that kind of attaches your forearm to your elbow. The good news is it's not a ligament. It's not the UCL. All that stuff came back clean. But it's sore enough that he's got to take off about 7 to 10 days from throwing before he starts the new throwing program and all that. So I think kind of looking forward here, you know, today's the 21st. By the time he might start throwing, it might be right around the season kind of starts here. So you got to figure to open the year on the disabled list. He was probably more of a long shot to make the roster anyway. He's definitely had success in the majors against left-handers. He's still kind of working on, kind of getting right-handers out. The big thing this spring that he was kind of working on was adding kind of more of like a split-finger pitch. So you kind of wonder if that maybe added some of the issues there in kind of the forearm slash elbow. But the good news is it's not going to require like Tommy John or anything like that. It's just going to be about 10 days of taking off throwing. He'll likely, you know, obviously put in the DL and then probably even be activated at Rochester to kind of get it going. But certainly a guy we could see again this season with the Twins.
Elsewhere in the bullpen, Glenn Perkins. Do we have an update on Glenn Perkins?
Nothing too official yet, but the Twins are definitely going to sit down with Perkins and pitching coach Neil Allen and the training staff to kind of get a better picture here for what to expect. He's been throwing every 4 days here during spring, but really hasn't ramped it up too much. He's been throwing about 20 pitches each time. It hasn't really progressed too much in a sense. He's still kind of got a long road back from the surgery, as we know. Basically the tendon came off the bone, so it's kind of a pretty big surgery for him to have that labrum tear like that. So the plan is to kind of sit with him and talk with him. Obviously, it sounds like he's going to at least be on the DL start of the season, but certainly a chance it could be a 60-day DL deal where he'll maybe miss the first 2 months of the season. But yeah, it's going to be kind of something we're about to kind of sit this week and kind of see what's going to happen.
And has the decision been made on Trevor May, or are we waiting on that?
Still waiting. It sounds like Tommy John. He's meeting today, actually, in Texas to get a second opinion. But having talked to him before he left, he was pretty confident that it's going to end up in Tommy John surgery. I think probably the quicker the better, only because, he could maybe try to avoid it with some of the stuff we talked about before, like the platelet-rich therapy and all that kind of stuff. But there's no guarantee that would work, and it sounds like a pretty, standard tear of the UCL. And there's no reason to kind of push it back too much, because if he obviously gets it now, the good thing is at least he could probably be ready by the start of, next season. Whereas if he continues to push it back, maybe he'll have to miss, two seasons or a season and a half, that kind of thing. So I think it's probably in his best interest, and I think we'll find out more from the doctor, but it does sound like he can get the Tommy John surgery.
With May out of the mix, obviously there's still a lot of intrigue with that last spot in the rotation. Tyler Duffy and Adalberto Mejia, it sounds like they've both pitched pretty well here recently. What are your thoughts as we head into, the last, week and a half or so of camp?
Yeah, Duffy looked really good. I was impressed by him against the Blue Jays. Threw 5 scoreless innings. Showed good stuff with his breaking ball. And it's kind of a changeup he's kind of working on here. He knows that, he's kind of get results. The last thing is his favorite to win the fifth starter spot. And it didn't happen. But part of it is because he was working on that changeup and wasn't really focused on results. But this time he knows that he kind of has to do that. Still a chance he could go to the bullpen. The Twins are kind of deciding whether or not he'd be a bullpen candidate if he doesn't make the rotation instead of staying stretched out at AAA. Mejia, though, has been impressive all camp. I think Mejia, if you look at the numbers, is probably the top candidate number-wise in terms of being a fifth starter. But he's also a young guy who could easily be off in AAA. Sometimes, roster things kind of come into consideration a little bit too. But, yeah, he's had a really solid camp. I think his ERA has been below 2. Yesterday against the Blue Jays, he was throwing 95 miles per hour pretty consistently as a left-hander to go along with his, curveball, slider, and changeup. So he's got a good, mix of pitches. When we saw him last year in his one start against the Royals, it was late in the year. I think it was late August. He must have been a little bit more tired late in the year. And it was kind of his first full season after having a suspension the year before. He was more low 90s, but to see a lefty as big as him, throwing in the mid-90s with a pretty good slider, you're not going to say that he's, CC Sabathia or anything. That's quite the comparison. But he's got that build, and then definitely if he can kind of hold up, his stuff throughout his start, he's got a chance here. So those two and Jose Berríos, Ryan Vogelsong are probably the four top candidates for that spot there in the last part of this rotation.
Brett, one guy who's a big source of intrigue coming into this camp because the way things unfolded this winter with designated for assignment, kept in the organization, Byung-ho Park, now off the 40-man, and comes into camp as a really strong camp. I know you wrote a bit about him for the site here recently, but what are your thoughts on Park and his camp and just his spot on the radar at this point?
He's been their best hitter. I mean, bar none, he's been their best hitter. He's hit four home runs. He's not striking out as much. I think he's only struck out eight times in about 30-something at-bats, and not as bad as last year when it was, quite a bit in the major leagues. The big thing, too, is catching up the velocity. He's hitting, balls that are over 95 miles per hour for home runs, which is a good sign, because last year he only had one hit all year on a pitch that was above 95 miles per hour. The power is absolutely legit. We saw it last year as well. But last year, going through the cultural stuff and everything, too, was a big thing. But having talked to some of his teammates, including Brian Dozier, one of the things they were saying was that really his wrist injury that he suffered I think it was late April, early May, was really a lot worse than he let on. I think he kind of tried to play through it. He didn't want to make excuses in his first year in the big leagues, but it really was an issue for him. It kind of caused him to, maybe as Dozier said, he kind of cheated the plate where you're kind of maybe swinging, for fastball a little earlier than he otherwise would, because he's kind of compensating for the injury. But right now he's fully healthy and he's working smarter. I think the main thing last year too was he was so stressed out, he kind of worked himself a little bit too hard. I think that might have led to the injury with his hand, too. I think this year he's coming in with a clear head. He's a little smarter. Obviously, had a tough situation not being on the 40-man, but he's playing his way on his roster right now. Kenny's Vargas is still in the competition for that spot as well, but Vargas still has an option left. He could be optioned to AAA, which would easily open up a spot for Park to be added, at least to the 25. He's still got to be added to the 40-man as well, but he's definitely making a strong case here to be here on opening day.
All right. Should be an interesting last couple weeks there in Twins camp, and Rhett's all over it from MLB.com. I want to thank him for joining us. Thank you all for tuning in. This has been MLB.com Extras, Minnesota Twins edition.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.